I'd say the pace, because you'd be involved in a few games this year where the physicality matches that of a Premiership game. Level of collisions, the amount of collisions are probably on a par, but if you couple that with the pace, I was watching, I think it was Northampton's first game of the season at against Gloucester, and I just thought, wow, the pace at which Northampton played at was frightening, and I think that is the clear difference.
The collisions are still big. There's some big lads in this league, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have played Premiership rugby in the Championship, and a lot of Premiership academy players get loaned out to Championship clubs. So this Championship is all the same every year, is developing, and there's all the teams are full time now. Last time Worcester were in the Championship, I think certainly the bottom four or five teams were just semi pro. So it's come a long way, and the amount of teams that are actually competing for that sort of top two, top four spot has increased. I remember last time it was just ourselves and Pirates that were really pushing, and now you can name quite a few. There's Bristol, Leeds, London Scottish, Rotherham, ourselves. So it's going to be quite exciting.
And you're in this league, you're in Bristol, you're there to be shut down, aren't you? Like, when you're in the Premiership, it was different, but now you're the big lads. You know, every ground you go to, it's going to be a tough game.
We're aware of that, and we're aware that, like you say, it's a cup final for teams. You look at Doncaster last week. Doncaster hadn't lost at home for, I think it was 14, 15 months. You know, whilst they were in the league below last year, they've still got a home record to protect. And like I say, it's in front of their crowd, it's their cup final. So we wanted to get there, get a win firstly, get four tries for that bonus point and get out. Yes, it could have been a lot better. Left with maximum points for the first time this season, so we were happy.
Last time you were in the Championship, you went out on loan. Was there any thought of you doing that this time?
No, not at all. I think, firstly, I was in the Scotland squad a few years ago. I'm now not. That was my main reason for going on loan. Secondly, even if I was in the national squad, you see what Chris has done in the summer, and he's still getting an opportunity despite being in the Championship this year. You know, I think that's how it should be. I think if Chris is playing well enough, he should get picked. I know I'm going to be a little bit biased there, but I think we'll all agree. But no, if I was in the Scotland mix, I'd be staying around, because it's proven now you get opportunities from the Championship. It's a much more competitive league. It's rated by national coaches, whereas possibly a few years ago it wasn't so competitive, and you needed that challenge of top flight rugby week in, week out in order to keep your fitness levels and skill levels top notch.